Seems like it will last forever, and there is no way out. Let's see if there are any tricks to shut the bastard up for a while, shall we? Welcome to Volt's Gentleman's Circle. Let's explore some techniques to help get depression under some sort of control and maybe start defeating it in the long run. First of all, depression is a sneaky thing. It is not visible as a broken leg. People can mask it very well. And additionally, for some reason, there is this expectation that we should still operate normally. Nobody would expect us to run with a broken leg, but nobody can understand you cannot think clearly with a broken mind. I don't get that. This is when you usually hear, it's only in your head. Well, perhaps it is only in my head, but does that make it less real? This video is divided into two parts. In the first part, you will find some of the best techniques to help yourself relatively quickly. It looks easy. It might not be. When people feel depressed, nothing is easy, but we have to do something. In the second part, we will look at something that maybe can help to reduce the symptoms. Let's go. Things you can do to feel better. And please remember, gentlemen, it is not my advice. I have not created these notions. I'm not that clever. Okay, number one, exercise. It works, gents. It really does. Why? Your body has a nice burst of endorphins. This is the I feel happy hormone. You also get some testosterone, which makes you more motivated, stronger, and more energized. By the way, testosterone released to your bloodstream drops from the age of 30, so many of us need a little boost. There is also a very interesting theory why exercise is great for men. I have a video somewhere on the channel. Look it up. Or click the link in the description. You know the drill. 2. Eat healthy foods. The idea behind is simple. The quality of fuel and building material determines all your energy output and the quality of the structure you will build. In other words, shit fuel, shit energy output, shit bricks, collapsed building. 3. Sleep and rest well. Sleep is important for maintaining good mental health. There is a lot of evidence good sleep, meaning at night, help your brain operate optimally. Not enough of sleep and brain has problems with synthesizing glucose, so it will not perform at its best. Resting well is also a skill. Try doing nothing. Just be and observe clouds. Don't get on your phone or play games, maybe even get bored. 4. Connect with friends and family. Okay, this can be a double-edged sword. We will discuss it more in a separate video. 5. Pursue hobbies. This works in two ways. First of all, you do something that you like, which is good in itself, right? You also achieve something. Nothing better than getting a win. But also, you can distract yourself. Not that it works long term, but it is better than feeling like shit all the time. This can provide a break you need and then start to build up on it. Many of those strategies work in such a way you can effectively escape the prison of your own head. 6. Practice relaxation techniques like yoga, meditation, mindfulness, and/or gratitude. All this can all help reduce stress and improve mood. 7. Spend time in nature. This has been known for centuries. Being in nature helps with our mental and physical health. Japanese call it forest bathing. Go and enjoy. 8. Avoid alcohol. If it does not work for you, stop drinking. Full stop. Nothing wrong having a beer now and then. But if you have to have a glass every night, you might need some help, my man. On that note, avoid other psychoactive substances. Try for a week or two and see how you feel. If you feel better, well, there's your answer. Okay, we've reached the second part. What can be done to conquer? It is about looking for triggers, avoiding them in hope that it will give us a bit of a breather and we can start mending. 1. Avoid social media. They are designed to put you in a heightened emotional state, which is not sustainable long term. If you're old enough to know what Facebook is, you probably experience the emotional dip after looking at the feed and seeing how everybody else is successful, happy, and having fun on some fucking tropical island. Bollocks. Half of it is untrue, and the second half is paid for with a credit card. 2. Avoid news. This is a bit problematic because to influence the world, we need to know what is going on. But we will not influence it if we cannot get up from bed. So for the time being, let's focus on getting better. Avoid news because there is nothing positive in the news nowadays. 3. Avoid negative people. This links with a point I made in the previous part, and as I said, we will explore it at length on another occasion. 4. Bring down to a minimum the things that make you feel low. If it is the office, maybe try working from home more. If it is your partner, well, you need to have an honest conversation. Additionally, 3 bonus things to try. 1. Practice accepting the things that are outside your control. This simple stoic concept is not easy to implement, but try. 2. Look for the little wins. Amazingly simple and effective strategy is to make up your bed in the morning. Nothing big, but you have just achieved something. Done. Little victory first thing in the morning. 3. Look for things you can control in your life and focus your attention and energy on these. Take small, sometimes very small actions. Now, look, nothing is easy when you are depressed, but everything is better than staying there. Try one thing first. Maybe a walk in the park. Do it consistently. When it gets easier, try adding another thing. It can be a long process. Remember, luckily nothing lasts forever. Keep going. One step at a time, one day at a time. You are not alone in this. There are other people that are dealing with this and winning. Hold on in there and do as much as you can and ask for help. One last thing. If you think somebody you know may find it helpful, share it with them. Sometimes we need to hear the same information several times before we become ready to do something with it. Please let us know in the comments section what you think about it. What are your experiences? Please like and subscribe, you know, all that good stuff. Look after yourselves, gents.